This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blanc. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civilian award by President Jorge Ramos Horta at the Presidential Palace in Delhi. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister K. Gosmo on bilateral cooperation. Memoranda of understandings were exchanged on cooperation between Prasar Bharati and Radio Television Timor-Leste, visa waiver for official and diplomatic passport holders, and cooperation on cultural exchange programs. The Border Security Force has expressed optimism about continued good relations with Border Guard Bangladesh after Nobel Peace Prize winner Mohammad Yunus took over as the head of the interim government following the fall of the Sheikh Hasina's regime. Inspector General of BSF Meghalaya Frontier Harbhaks Singh Dhillon said the BSF has an excellent relationship with the BGB. There is a spirit of a higher understanding at the highest level, he said, adding that he did not see any threat to relations with India. The Inspector General added that the BSF troops are on high alert with increased strength in the borders and regular assessment of the ground situation being done and reviewed. Union Minister of State for Rural Development Kamlesh Paswan has emphasized that northeastern states are a priority in national development, with the central government committed to advancing initiatives that benefit all citizens. During his visit to Mizoram yesterday, Mr. Paswan noted the ongoing improvements in road connectivity across Mizoram, with renovations and new construction projects in progress. He assured continued efforts to enhance connectivity to towns and villages, including developing train services to state capital Aizawl. He expressed satisfaction that over 30,000 beneficiaries in Mizoram have received assistance under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen Housing Scheme. Coinciding with the spirit of Independence Day and celebrating the rich musical heritage, Akashvani Shillong yesterday organized the Akashvani Musical Concert at Usosutham Auditorium, State Central Library, Shillong. The concert featured renowned artists from Meghalaya. These included Khasi group songs led by Balapanhun Maulong and Kitkupa Nongse, Jantia group songs led by Silvi Pasa, and Garu group songs by Gladborn Momin. Air Marshal S.P. Dharkar, Air Officer Commanding in Chief, Eastern Air Command, was the chief guest on the occasion. Ashish Bhatnagar, Additional Director General, Akashvani Northeastern Zone, Akashvani and Doordarshan Program Executives and others also attended the concert. In Nagaland, Akashvani Kohima organized a musical fiesta as a prelude to the celebration of India's 78th Independence Day at State Academy Hall in Kohima yesterday. Director General of the Nagaland Police, Vipul Sharma, was a chief guest of honor. This special celebration honored the spirit of freedom and unity through an exceptional showcase of music and cultural performances from the two states. In Manipur, Chief Minister N. Biren Singh yesterday attended Tiranga concerts as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign under the aegis of Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, organized by the Department of Art and Culture in Imphal. The Chief Minister said that such initiatives have brought sense of nationalism, unity and oneness among the people. He appealed to ministers and MLAs to organize lunch at different relief camps on Independence Day and talk with the inmates to address their problems and grievances. Meanwhile, BJP National Secretary and National Spokesperson and Party in Charge for Meghalaya and Nagaland, Anil K. Anthony, has announced and start of the Ghar Ghar Tiranga campaign in Meghalaya. The Nagaland State AIDS Control Society will be launching a nationwide 2-month-long intensified information, education, communication campaign on HIV and sexually transmitted infections across the districts from the 12th of this month on the occasion of International Youth Day. Project Director Dr. Ahu Sekho said, in order to enhance the knowledge levels of the general population, the intensified campaign is intended to reach all the nooks and corners of the state. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.